In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor tags along on a trip to a Ford County prairie reconstruction.
Each summer, the local conservation group Grand Prairie Friends employs two college-age interns to help maintain the natural areas under its care. The interns learn much about how difficult it is to control invasive plants and how exhausting it can be to work outdoors all season long. But the job also offers some less strenuous educational opportunities as well. One of those is a tour with Grand Prairie Friends Board President Jamie Ellis of a prairie reconstruction established and maintained by Don Gardner in northern Ford County. I never made it out to help the interns pull garlic mustard or cut bush honeysuckle on a 100-degree day this summer, but they and Ellis allowed me to tag along on their visit to Gardner's Prairie earlier this month anyway. The prairie reconstruction is situated on a small portion of the farmland Gardner's family has owned for generations, land that had always been pasture until 1974. He was motivated to do something different with it by the recollection of native flowers he had seen along the railroad rights-of-way as a child, and he wondered if he could reproduce something of the landscape in which they had originally thrived. The original part of Gardner's prairie reconstruction covers just over 7 acres, but it wasn't all planted at once. He established it in smaller sections because he used only seed that he and others had hand-collected from native plants growing within a short distance of the site. The last section of this original reconstruction was planted in 1990. In 2001, Gardner added another 7+ acres from an adjoining cultivated field, bringing the total size to the approximately 15 acres it now occupies. During our walk, Ellis occasionally quizzed the interns about the identification of plants they could be expected to know on site after a season in the field, including yellow coneflower and prairie dropseed. In addition, he and Gardner both called attention to novel species as well. By the fourth time we encountered it, even I could distinguish between Sullivan's milkweed and common milkweed. Much talk also focused on what Gardner termed the amazingly complex ecology of individual plants. He showed us, for example, where a certain kind of weevil had damaged the flower stalk of a compass plant and explained that without some pests to check it, compass plant would crowd out some other plant species. In a similar vein, we observed how the growth of big bluestem, a signature plant of the tallgrass prairie, was stunted by the presence of wood betony, which steals nourishment by attaching to the bluestem's roots. Where the big bluestem is stunted, other plant species can stake a claim. The care and expertise that has gone into the making of Don Gardner's prairie reconstruction is evidenced by the diversity of its native flora. The original portion is now characterized by more than 150 species of plants native to the Grand Prairie, and the scarcity of exotic plants there. In these regards, it is comparable to the highest quality prairie remnants in the region. One can only hope the memory of Don Gardner's achievement remains with this year's Grand Prairie Friends interns, along with their recollections of long, hot days in the field.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.